And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely. And I would love to do that.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big show on tap for you for Football Friday, and on the other side, we'll set the table before we start knocking things down. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we're going to run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go, via your devices. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. You can go to iHeartRadio. It's a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple-based, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility. It doesn't matter whether it's an Android device, whether it's an Apple-based device or a Windows-based device, or you can simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most important to myself, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. But on the other side, we will set the table, and then we'll start knocking things down for a big Football Friday. Open phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick this Football Friday off right after this very brief timeout.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Third and 12, and Taylor's first pass way down the field, and it is caught in stride by Goodwin. It's Forte. Quick contact, but he bounced off of it. Was it enough? Yes. Touchdown, New York Jets. First and goal. Going to throw to the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown by Decker. Third and six. Taylor hesitated for a moment. Now breaks outside. Down the field, he's got a man open, and it's caught at the 30 by Salas. The former Jet takes it home for the touchdown. And caught, reaching back for it. And the ball is out of the pile and taken off with it. Is Roby Coleman to the end zone. Lined up behind Fitzpatrick. Already has one touchdown tonight. And he's got another one. Touchdown. Matt Forte. First down from the 12. Forte. Cuts back. Middle. He's got a hole to the end zone.
Well, that is the highlights. Oh, those are the highlights of the Jets' 37-31 victory over the Bills in Buffalo. It's courtesy of CBS Sports. That's Jim Nance on the call. And it brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the conversation. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, keep it down to 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Big Football Friday on tap. The focus for almost the entire show will be the National Football League as week two of the NFL season has started with the Jets' 37-31 victory over Buffalo in Buffalo. And then we'll get into recapping all of that. We'll preview all the big Sunday action in a week two in the National Football League. We've got a couple of guests that'll help us out along the way. So it's a jam-packed show. And the guest roster. 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, 40 after hour number one. James Smitty Smith in this corner TV joins us. He's going to help us preview the big Liam Beefy Smith Canelo Alvarez championship match, WBO Junior Middleweight Championship matchup from Dallas down at AT&T Stadium. He'll talk about that with us at 40 after hour number one. Then at the very back of the show, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Heisman Trophy winner and NFL great Eddie George will join us. We'll talk about the Wendy's High School Heisman. We'll talk about Ohio State versus Oklahoma. And we'll just bounce it around the world of football with Eddie George at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But the place to go right now is Buffalo. And we're going to break down in great detail the Jets' 37-31 victory over the Buffalo Bills. And there was something remarkable about this football game for me. It was really quite simply that the Jets did everything right for the most part on both sides of the ball. From a statistical perspective, from an eye test perspective, and they truly dominated this football game. Yet, with all the negative big plays they allowed on defense and some of the crucial mistakes they made on offense, you couple that with some poor red zone execution, and they allowed a Bills team that they thoroughly dominated to hang around in this game really almost until the end. You know, the Jets' inability to put football teams away that they're outplaying to me, is quite worrisome. They outplayed Cincinnati last week, made a lot of mistakes, gave up big plays, found a way to lose that game. In this matchup with Buffalo, they were even more dominant in many ways against the Bills. The passing game was terrific. The running game, while statistically not necessarily great, was very, very productive and gave them that coveted run-pass balance and allowed them to control the clock and keep the football at will. Their defense really limited the Bills' running game. For the most part, outside of big plays, it really controlled the Bills' passing game. You know, when you watch this game, you watched a thorough dismantling by the Jets. Yet, they found themselves early in the third quarter actually down. And the Bills really, for the entirety of this game, were in the football game. It's a disturbing trend and a bad trend for the Jets. They're playing better than their record indicates, despite, you know, the win last night. In games, they're playing better than the results that they're getting, and that's really a bad trend. You don't want to keep outplaying opponents and have them hang around and at times take the measure of you. In a tough AFC East and in a loaded AFC, when you have a tough, tough schedule like this, the better teams in this league are not going to allow you to give them opportunities without them seizing them and costing you the game. And that's really what happened in their building against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a lot better team than Buffalo. And when presented with opportunities like the Jets presented Cincinnati with in week one, Cincinnati took advantage of those opportunities and stole a game they shouldn't have won from the Jets. The big reason the Jets won here, dominant throughout, yes, they gave the Bills many opportunities to take this game back. But here's the thing. The Bills just aren't good enough to take back a football game. And that's why the Jets are fortunate to come out with the win. But against the better competition that they're going to face throughout the season, and in particular throughout this early stretch of games, they're going to have to do a better job of taking advantage of the opportunities that they make for themselves. You know, you watch this game in the early going, and the Jets were dominating. They dominated the first quarter. They had the ball almost the entire first quarter. They ran and threw the ball at will. Twice their drives bogged down. They settled for field goals. Literally, the Buffalo Bills make one big play. Darrelle Revis gets torched again by Marquise Goodwin. And the Bills, off of one 82-yard pass, didn't make another positive play that entire quarter. Yet they found themselves up 7-6. The Jets rebound from there. They dominate in the second quarter, putting up 14 points. They actually finish drives. They don't bog down in a red zone. And they go in 20-10 up at halftime. They give up the late drive that results in the Dan Carpenter field goal that pulls the Bills, you know, reasonably close to 10. Then they come out in the third quarter. And they make big mistakes again. They let up the big Greg Salas pass on the busted play where Tyrod Taylor's running around for his life. Greg Salas breaks wide open, catches a 71-yard touchdown pass from Tyrod Taylor, and the Bills are right in it at 20-17. Next possession, you get the fumble recovery by Nickell Robey that goes in for a touchdown. And just like that, off of nothing more than two big pass plays and a fumble recovery, the Bills are up 24-20. While the Jets dominated this game, they ran the ball down the Bills' throat. They threw it on them at will. They controlled the clock. They converted every big third down they needed to. I mean, when you look at this game, statistically, the Jets just dominated. And when you watched on the eye test, they very much did the same thing. They just have this incredible propensity for giving up big plays and making crucial mistakes at important times. And they've been horrible in the red zone all year. And you kind of put all those things together, and what you have is a team that statistically dominates. And when you watch games, you look at them and you say, boy, they should be winning big. and they let the opposition hang around, and good opposition finds a way to beat them, and mediocre opposition like the Bills finds a way not to beat them. And that's the story in many ways of this game and thus far of this Jets season at 1-1. They're still in things because they're 1-1, and any 1-1 team at this point is still in things. But if they're going to make the playoffs and really be a contender in the AFC, despite the amount of talent that they have, they're going to have to execute a lot better. They're going to have to limit the big plays and limit the mistakes and all those other things that they have not been able to do up until this point. Because when the schedule gets tougher and they play better teams, the mistakes that they're making and the lack of execution and the lack of finishing is going to cost them games. On the other side, more on Jets Bills. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack with me, Joe Spano, right after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Focus of the discussion thus far has been the Jets' 37-31 victory over the Bills. And really more than the game itself, it's the takeaways and a lot of the bigger picture stuff. So you can weigh in with your thoughts on the Jets' victory, if you're a Bills fan, on whether their season is over, on whether the Jets really have a shot at making the playoffs. So many ways you can go, and you can go, and I allow you to go any direction you want on this game at 800-878-PLAY. Again, on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. But some more things that I want to get into as it relates to this game, and they're really these overview takeaways. Because if you did watch the game, and for those that didn't, the Jets in so many ways just did exactly what they wanted with the ball in their hands. And on defense, generally, really stymied the Bills. The numbers will tell that story. If you watch the game, the eye test certainly told that story. Again, the only thing that kept the Bills in this game was the Jets' inability to stop big plays. And just to give you an idea, on the year, the Jets have given up two touchdown passes on balls that were actually in the air for over 50 yards. And in today's NFL, that doesn't happen very often. Last season, it happened three times on the entire season around the entire league. The Jets have allowed two of those. Revis has been beaten any number of times and is no longer an elite corner. And we've talked about this last week, and we talked about it earlier this week. Eventually, sooner as opposed to later, he's going to have to move inside to safety to get back to being an elite player, or his career is going to be that of a journeyman, often burnt cornerback who used to be Revis Island, because Revis Island's been torched. So his days as a truly elite lockdown sort of corner, they're over, and you've seen it. And that has really resulted in the Jets becoming, yeah, they're a real strong defense. That defensive line is incredible. You can't run on them. They can get up after the quarterback and harass and pressure the quarterback. But led by Revis's inability to be a lockdown corner anymore, they give up a whole bunch of big plays. And if it continues, it's going to be their undoing. So I see a move. If Revis is going to stay on this Jets roster, the move's going to be to free safety in the future. And if he's going to continue to get paid as a star and perhaps maintain his star status in the NFL, he's going to have to move inside. And we've seen great corners in this league when they get to the wrong side of 30, somewhere around 32 or 33 where Revis is now. Some of them have moved inside and maintain that all-pro type status for a few years. So that's the future for Revis. It's not happening now, and it's not going to happen this year. So what you may see from the Jets is a front seven that dominates and a back four that occasionally gives up big plays that undermine them. And that's really been the story of their entire season. And in many ways, it was the story of this game because it made it a game worth watching. Better execution by the Jets in avoiding those big plays, not only given up by their defense, but the bad big plays given up by their offense that led to Bills' scores, coupled with far better execution in the red zone, and everybody's going to bed at halftime. But again, you know, second game in a row, 4-for-7 red zone efficiency. Can't do that. Cannot settle for field goals over and over again. If Buffalo was better, boy, the Jets would have paid a heavy price like they did in their own building week one against Cincinnati. That said, season's over for the Bills. Once you go 0-2, the chances of making the playoffs are quite remote. when you look at their murderer's row schedule, and we went into that yesterday, their schedule coming out of this game, already off to an 0-2 start, brutal. They're hosting Arizona next week. They're not beating Arizona. The saving grace for the Bills, it's a West Coast team coming east. Game starts at 1 o'clock. Those West Coast teams coming east and playing the early game, they never play well. That might be the saving grace. But the way the Bills are playing right now, I don't see a way they beat Arizona. Then they've got to go to New England. So they may well be 0-4 before they take a West Coast trip to play the Rams and the 49ers. And then they head down to Miami, and then they've got New England again. So when you really look at it, in my mind, they're going to start 0-4, split the West Coast trip. That makes them 1-5. I don't know. They could be 1-7 or 2-6 through their first eight, which would definitely make the season over. At that point, it would have me wondering whether Rex Ryan will still be employed, as I think he's everybody's favorite to be the first coach fired. He's on the hottest of hot seats. And when you look at this team, how they've underachieved thus far, they've got a daunting schedule in front of them. And you look at the lack of discipline. You know, we've mentioned it before. We'll mention it again. Two of the starting linebackers missed the bus to the stadium for the team's opener last week. They had to take Uber to get to the game. There's that lack of discipline. So it's an undisciplined team. Rex is not coaching particularly well, making some strange decisions. The offense is incredibly passive and unaggressive. And he's actually managed to take one of the great offensive minds in Greg Roman and make him pedestrian. The team loves Rex. Players love him, but they don't respect him. So I think in some ways he's kind of losing this group here. And if they end up through eight games, 2-6 or 1-7, I expect him gone. They'll bring it, you know, they'll take a member of the staff, make him the interim coach, and they'll go forward from there. And in the offseason, they might blow up the entire organization, whether it be the front office, whether it be the coach who will be gone. They'll have to get a new coach, but they'll be blowing it up and starting all over again. But I do think at 0-2, with the daunting schedule in front of them, the Bills' season is over. The Jets with the victory, they've got a daunting schedule in front of them as well. But I think they saved their season. They're going to have to execute better, but I do think they saved their season. And now you have the Jets. They have to go on the road at Kansas City. They then host Seattle. They're at Pittsburgh. They're at Arizona. They host Baltimore. And they're at Cleveland. Before the Cleveland game, that's a very daunting schedule. And while statistically and the eye test says they've played pretty well, they're not taking advantage of the opportunities. They're not closing. So they could be in big trouble as well. They're going to have to play better. Fitzpatrick, despite the numbers, more consistent, less bad throws, less throws behind people, less getting bailed out by his receivers. The defense, less big plays. The offense, finish in the red zone. Stop settling for field goals. Less penalties at key times. Because again, when you look at these overall numbers, you have to say to yourself, how do you end up in a dogfight to the end? 28-16 edge in first downs. 8-13 in third down conversions versus 3-10 by your opposition. 39 minutes time of possession to 21 minutes. 493 total yards. You run it on the ground for 123 yards. You keep your opposition under 100 yards rushing. You throw it for 370-plus yards through the air. You have two receivers go for 100, another one go for 92. You did everything right, except propensity for big plays in a negative way on both sides of the ball. And you don't finish in the red zone. Clean up the execution and you may have something. Failure to do that, and it's going to be another disappointing year for the Jets, but their season's still alive. For the Bills, I think the goose is cooked. I really do. I know it's not unheard of, but it's also not likely to come back from 0-2. And with that schedule out in front of them, just ain't happening. And for the Jets, this in some ways, huge win. Because if they had lost, their season would be over. But they snap a five-game losing skid versus the Bills. You know, and they get off of that Rex Ryan jinx as well. So, in some ways, while you're not totally pleased with the execution and pleased about the way the Jets let the Bills hang around, what you are pleased about is they picked up the win, the season's not over, and they got off the schneid against the Bills. On the other side, we're going to talk boxing. Canelo Alvarez versus Liam Beefy Smith with Jim Smitty Smith from In This Corner TV. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, but now out to our phones where we bring in James Smitty Smith from In This Corner TV and InThisCornerTV.com, and we're going to talk WBO, junior middleweight title bout between the champion, Liam Beefy Smith, and the challenger, Canelo Alvarez. It takes place Saturday, September 17th, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, and HBO pay-per-view. The pay-per-view festivities start at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Smitty, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to talk to you.
And it's kind of a nice build-up, Canelo Alvarez taking on Liam Smith. But the real thoughts on this fight will not be so much about this fight, but a B will be about what takes place for Canelo Alvarez down the road, perhaps a fight against the guy we spoke of last week who was successful in Gennady Golovkin. So a lot on the line for Canelo Alvarez, certainly to win, but also how he looks and how he fights against Liam Smith.
The interesting thing about this fight, in many ways, this is the fight that people on this side of the pond didn't want to see. None of them are really giving Liam Smith any chance of successfully defending his title. Give us a little bit of a scouting report on Liam Smith and tell us why you think he has a chance to pull the Buster Douglas-like upset.
Well, he's a good fighter, you know, fundamentally sound. I've watched what I can see of his last seven or eight fights, so what's out there. All of those, I think he has six or seven knockouts in a row. He's kind of a watered-down version of Canelo Alvarez. Not as fast, not as quick, doesn't hit as hard, but does all the same stuff. Tries to come in and set up the body attack and then set up the right hands and things like that to finish off his opponents. And what I've noticed in his recent fights, in breaking his guys down, he's doing it better each time out with more patience. It's like the game is slowing down for him a little bit, which is really important. You don't want your punches to slow down necessarily, but you want in your mind everything to slow down so you can see what's actually out there and function better. His best chance to me on Saturday night will be the left hook to the body. And it's kind of an interesting thing that a lot of people don't hear announcers say it, but I'll say it. What are the great Mexican fighters, not even necessarily the great Mexican fighters, what are Mexican fighters known for? They're known for that left hook to the body, to the liver. A lot of people feel, and so do I, that the best way to counter that against Mexican fighters is go to their body. And it's talked about a lot in boxing at gyms, but it's been that way for 40, 50, 60 years. But you don't hear the announcers talk about it a lot. And I think that's going to be what they try to do against Canelo Alvarez, is work the body with the left hook. Get inside and work his body. You know, you jab with a jabber. You don't necessarily left hook with a left hooker. But to the body, you know, it's good to go right back to his body, because he will be in position at times and that's a lot easier to land a body shot, Joe, than it is, you know, that it is something to that head of Canelo Alvarez, who's gotten much better defensively.
And as you often say, body shots pay continual dividends. You can shake off a headshot after you're done being hurt. If you haven't been knocked out, you can move on and go forward. Body shots accumulate. So that could be the thing that weighs in Liam Smith's favor. The accumulation of body punches and damage could tire Canelo Alvarez late in this fight.
And Canelo has his motor. He's had a tendency for that motor to slow down in rounds 5, 6, and 7 in some of the fights. Now, granted, those are against fights with guys like an Austin Trout or an Irislandi Lara or Floyd Mayweather that move. Liam's not going to be moving. He's going to be right there. Well, he's going to be moving forward, so he's going to be right there to be hit. But body shots, yes, they are debilitating. And in my little pugilistic career, I think in 3 years of boxing professionally, I had 3 or 4 cracked ribs. It's just the body shots don't go away, and they take a toll later on. They also bring your hands down because you're trying to keep those elbows in. And thus that opens up some opportunities around the chin and the face and the head. But that's his best ticket, in my opinion. If he doesn't go to the body early and often, he would probably have no chance. Doing that gives him some chance, although still Canelo a solid favorite to win the fight.
And you mentioned Canelo Alvarez a solid favorite to win the fight. Does the fact that Liam Smith is going to be right there for him and they could fight this fight in a phone booth, does that play right into Canelo's hands?
Well, it absolutely does, because what Canelo is best at is when he has a target. He's one of the most accurate punchers in boxing. He's one of the best combination punchers in boxing. And when he has a stationary target, or one that he has, you know, slowed down enough, he is really good at placing powerful, punches in combination where he wants them. And Liam has a bad habit of when he comes to the inside, he's on what we call the line. He's on the straight line to get hit with shots around left hooks, right uppercuts, left uppercuts. And Canelo throws all of those shots so deadly and accurately and hard. So I think that'll be the issue. I don't like what I see with the feet of Liam Smith. And he doesn't have that chin off to the side at times because he's focusing, you know, like Canelo, he's focusing on his offense. Although, as I said, with Canelo, one of the great improvements for him, and I told him, has been defense. He's doing a much better job of being more to the side like the old-time fighters, you know, getting that weight on the back foot, and he does a really nice job of rolling his head. They call it the Mexican head roll, where he rolls his head and doesn't get hit with solid shots. And part of the issue right now for him is that he's focusing, you know, he's focused on improving that defense, and I think what that has done a little bit is taken away from his offense. Some might see it that way. I don't. I think it'll all come together and set it up, but he definitely has really improved defensively.
Well, you know, the truth of it, Smitty, and we are joined by James Smitty Smith from In This Corner TV and InThisCornerTV.com here on the Spano and Black Attack. Sometimes it's not about working harder. Sometimes it's about working smarter. And, you know, Floyd Mayweather made a career of working smarter, not harder. And maybe that subtle improvement will help Canelo Alvarez going forward. But I want to go to the home field advantage factor here. Canelo obviously fighting in his second home in Dallas, Texas. Liam Smith, it's his first fight outside of Great Britain. That coupled with the relative difference in pedigrees as far as who these guys have fought, how does that help Canelo Alvarez and how does that hurt Liam Smith?
Well, you know, Liam hasn't been on the big stage. I mean, this for him is the big stage, the bright light. This is Hollywood. And that's the quality of opposition. When we look at the resume of Canelo Alvarez, his last fight, Amir Khan, before that it was Cotto, before that Kirkland, a good fighter, Arislandi Lara, an excellent fighter, Floyd Mayweather, a brilliant fighter, Austin Trout, a very good fighter. He's also taken on the likes of Kermit Cintron and a guy like Shane Mosley, who's a future Hall of Famer. So I can go on and on. Canelo's fought excellent fighters, whereas Liam Smith, when I look at his roster, I only see a few guys that I recognize. Also, you know, Canelo's had twice as many fights. Said almost 50 fights. Liam Smith's had 24. Canelo Alvarez is 47-1-1. So when you look at the resume, quality of opposition, and on the stage, the fact this kid's never fought across the pond, those are the real other factors, other elements, intangibles that make a difference, especially in a sport like prize fighting. A little different than a football team going on foreign soil, or a hockey team, or an NBA team, or a baseball team. This is a little different. And I think usually I can tell in two or three rounds, if it goes that far, how the guys are dealing with that. That walk to the ring, you can get a look. And then after the first few punches, after the first round or so, usually a guy will settle down and the soil won't matter. It'll just be about what's in front of you and how you deal with them. But in this kind of a situation, Mexican Independence Day and all the, you know, the Mexicans that'll be there and at the Jerry World at AT&T Stadium, it can make a hell of a difference. And I think we'll see that. I think we'll figure that out within about 9 minutes, whether Liam can handle the big stage. Because those are the things. You not only got a guy in front of you, a redhead with a massive ability, but you got, you know, all those fans and the other stuff to deal with. And trust me, getting hit in the face is a different kind of, it's just nothing else like that. It's a little, let alone the body. So, different.
You've kind of foreshadowed where you see this fight going pretty quickly. Your pick, how it ends, and quickly where you see these guys going from here off of victory and defeat.
Although they're mirror images in a way of how they fight, Canelo does everything better and faster. We mentioned the quality of opposition. If Liam Smith takes the punch well to the head and body, I could see it, you know, going at seven to nine rounds, and I think Canelo gets the stoppage. What we hope, where we hope that they go if Canelo is successful, what we hope is that they come to Vegas And we have Triple G fighting Canelo Alvarez sometime next year. That's the fight everybody wants to see. And we got to see the best fighter on the planet, in my opinion, the week before, Gennady Golovkin, can do what he does. So hopefully we can see what he does against what Canelo can do, and that's what we're hoping for.
Well, I'll tell you, the two best fighters on the planet in Chocolatito Gonzalez and Triple G, last week both had the toughest fights of their careers. Real quick before we let you run, your takeaways on last weekend's work, which was some incredible boxing, and I know where we hope they go, but the realities of where both the winners go and perhaps even the loser in Kell Brook goes from here.
Well, Gennady Golovkin was 75% in that fight against the best welterweight on the planet in Kell Brook, and he got the job done. And he got it done, I think, in even better fashion than people really understand, because Kell Brook, he's a tough guy, and he fought a nice fight, and he actually won the second round. He wasn't even or ahead like the scorecards had it there. That was ridiculous. But Kell Brook wanted out of there. You can see the demeanor that he had. He wanted out of there because he was getting hit with stuff that he's never been hit with, and he simply didn't know what to do anymore. 75% of Gennady Golovkin, he won the fight easily. He's the best fighter in the world. He is to offense what Floyd was to defense. Chocolatito going up in weight is going to be an issue for him. He's a little tiny guy. He's absolutely brilliant. But when you fight these guys that are naturally 10 pounds heavier and you're a tiny little guy like that, 10 pounds matters a lot. When you started out as a 108-pound fighter, 10 pounds means a lot. So I think that's going to be an issue. What I'd like to see for him would be, hey, how about a rematch with Quadras? That wouldn't be too bad to watch. But there's a couple of other guys out there that are going to present issues for him. But he is just a beautiful little tactician. He's like the Energizer Bunny. I love to watch him fight. Right now I have Gennady number one. I have Chocolatito number two. Kovalev three. Ward four. All of that can flip around and change when Kovalev and Ward fight. But four dynamic fighters we have now at the top of the list.
I think you said it all, Smitty. Thanks so much for a few. Love talking boxing with you. Very quickly, before we let you out the door, In This Corner TV and In This Corner TV.com, there's a ton on there. Give us the skinny on it within 30 seconds.
In This Corner TV, you just have to check out your local guide and see we're on DirecTV, Dish Network, different Comcast, 60 episodes with the greatest fighters past and present. InThisCornerTV.com, simply the best coverage on the World Wide Web of the major fights. This week, it's gavel to gavel, Canelo Alvarez and Liam Smith.
Smitty, you said it all like few can. Can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. It's always a pleasure. And obviously, we have a great fall and winter coming up of boxing, so we'll be connecting an awful lot here on The Attack. Thanks so much. We'll do it again real soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks.
That was James Smitty Smith joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a big hour one for a Friday here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Scott Cuddy hitting all the right buttons all the time and giving a little flair to this show that we normally do not have. Let's talk a little baseball as we get out the door to tie a bow around our number one. Chicago Cubs, first team to clinch their division. Boy, it's early. September 15th. They got 2 weeks left of totally anticlimactic baseball. They're the best team in the National League by a fairly wide margin. Reality would say so based on how early they clinched their division. You look at the terrific rotation they've had this year. Basically almost a half a run better in ERA than any other starting rotation in baseball. The depth they've added to the bullpen, the bats, the great defense. They're the best team in the National League, and their ticket should be punched to the World Series. Here's the concern. Complacency. They haven't played meaningful baseball for about a month now. So all of a sudden you get to October and you got to ramp it up. It can get pretty hard, especially when you're playing teams that fought for their playoff lives right up until the 1st of October. Only thing to watch out for. So Joe Maddon better channel his inner Eddie G to make sure to keep the Chicago Cubs on the beam and have them fulfill their prophecy of making it to the World Series. We're going to step aside now, and then we'll be back with a big hour two, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican nominee Donald Trump outlining his plan for the U.S. economy, which he says will add 25 million jobs to it over the course of a decade.
Everything that is broken today can be fixed.
And speaking to the Economic Club of New York, the Republican also vowed to stop the flow of U.S. jobs overseas.
To think that Ford is moving its small car division is a disgrace.
Overnight, the Donald Trump campaign issues a statement saying that the GOP nominee does believe President Obama was born in the United States, a statement coming after Trump refused to answer the question during an interview with the Washington Post yesterday. After battling pneumonia, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton back on the campaign trail in North Carolina saying,
"Even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Some new information about a campaign contribution from Donald Trump to Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi. Critics of Trump and Bondi have said that the check Trump sent 3 years ago was a bribe to get Bondi not to investigate fraud claims against Trump University. But now the New York Times is reporting that the check was in fact dated 4 days before an article on the possible investigation was published.
The truth will come out what went down there. And personally, I will explain it to you once the coroner tells me I can.
A grief-stricken former NASCAR driver, Robbie Gordon, calling the deaths of his father and stepmother extremely hard to imagine.
This is very, very tough. And it's not only tough for me, but it's tough for my sister, Robin, Becky, and my sister, which is Sharon's daughter.
The deaths of Robert and Sharon Gordon, who were found dead in their California home on Wednesday, reportedly being investigated as a murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Unexplained jumps in drug prices have been in the news a lot. Now some lawmakers are hoping to address that. Here's Michael Preston with more.
Democrats and Republicans are sponsoring bills requiring drug makers to justify big price hikes. Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill in the Senate yesterday, while Illinois Democrat Jan Schakowsky introduced an identical bill in the House. The measures would require drug makers to give the government more information, including research and development costs, to the Department of Health and Human Services at least 30 days before price increases of more than 10%.
Kids who play video games for more than an hour a day may have more behavioral problems, according to a new study from the Hospital Del Mar in Barcelona. But that same study finds also that 1 or 2 hours of video gaming a week provides some mental benefits and improved hand-eye coordination. Speaking of hand-eye coordination, Jimmy Fallon hosted Donald Trump on his late-night show on NBC last night, asking the GOP nominee,
"Can I mess your hair up?"
Trump's response,
"The answer is yes, but the people in New Hampshire, where I'm going to be in about an hour from now, I hope they're going to understand."
You say yes?
Go ahead. With my hairspray.
Donald Trump, everybody! I'm doing it well. Donald Trump, everybody!
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to Hour 2 of a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the fray by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a big hour two on tap on a Football Friday, and on the other side, I'll quickly set the table before we start knocking things down in hour two. But now, I want to do what we do each and every day at the top of each hour. We run down the many ways that you could take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices. And not the least of which is our award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, whether it's an Android-based device, an Apple-based device, or a Windows-based device, or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility. Whether it's Android, whether it's Apple, whether it's Windows-based, it doesn't matter. You can download the app, the TuneIn Radio app, to any of those devices. You can just go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't be any more grateful for their service to the greatest country in the world. But on the other side, we'll very quickly set the table and start knocking things down. For a big hour two here on a Football Friday edition of The Attack, we'll take your phone calls, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off hour two right after this.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league, like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Arnold Schwarzenegger brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And again, so many topics on the agenda that you can weigh in on our phone lines or on Twitter, whether it be fallout from the Thursday night matchup between the Jets and the Bills, or your thoughts on your favorite NFL team in their matchup on Sunday or on Monday night and their future and whatever. So many things within the NFL that are all fair game. If you want to go back and look at the college game, or even you want to talk about the fight that's coming up this weekend between Alvarez and Beefy Smith, those are all fair game. And weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That number again is 800-878-7529. Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Hour two, the focus is going to be football, football, and more football. A lot of NFL until 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, where we're joined by Heisman Trophy winner and NFL great Eddie George. We'll talk Wendy's High School Heisman. We'll do a big preview of the Ohio State-Oklahoma game. We'll talk about Eddie George's acting career. And a whole lot more. There's a lot going on, and we'll do all of that with Eddie George at 40 after hour number two. But now I want to hit the ground running, and I want to start previewing all the Week 2 Sunday matchups in the National Football League. And we'll start at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. The New York Football Giants, 1-0 on the year. They host the New Orleans Saints, who are 0-1 on the season. It's going to be an offensive shootout. There's no doubt. The Saints can still do one thing real well. And that's move the ball up and down the field through the air. Run game's a little inconsistent. I don't expect them to be able to run the ball much against this New York Giants offense, New York Giants defense. But Drew Brees can flat out still spin it. He's got an array of young receivers that certainly have the ability to get open. Giants bring an improved pass rush, improved secondary play. But it's Drew Brees and the Saints. There's one thing you can count on, it's yards through the air and big plays. And they'll get their share against the Giants. Saints, in turn, they won't be able to control clock. They will not run the ball at all against this New York Giant defense. They'll be one-dimensional. They'll be unbalanced. There's an opportunity, well, for big plays for the Saints as far as points on the board. I could see turnovers coming out of the Saints as well, and I could see them losing the battle of turnovers there. On the other side of the ball, you look at the Giants. Eli Manning will do his very best to keep up, and he probably will, as that Saints defense is not very good at all. So Eli and those and that array of weapons that he has, you know, for him on offense, whether it be Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, the myriad of tight ends, maybe even Victor Cruz. I think Rashard Jennings and company will run the ball pretty well against a poor Saints defense. And so I think that they'll have the advantage there. They'll get the coveted balance. They're in their building. They're at home. I think they'll win the battle of turnovers because of how balanced they'll be and how ahead of the sticks they'll be. So I like the Giants to win this game. Nothing's ever easy for the Giants, so anybody expecting anything easy, don't. This is going to be one of those games that goes down to the wire late, but it's going to be fun and exciting, and it's probably going to be in the 30s for both sides. But ultimately, I think Eli Manning and the Giants, because of their superior defense and their ability with their offense to stay balanced, I think they'll find a way to win this game and get off to that 2-0 start in the NFC East. For the Saints, if they fall 0-2, going to be an uphill climb because Tampa Bay's pretty good. The Carolina Panthers are the defending NFC champs, and they'll be looking up at both of them at 0-2, and I can't see how they dig back out of that hole. More 1 o'clock action. Panthers, we mentioned them. They're 0-1 on the year. They host the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers. Well, one in a row is all in a row that the 49ers are going to get. Panthers are smarting from their loss on opening night to the Denver Broncos. I understand there may be issues with Super Bowl hangover and all the other stuff. This one just boils down to one thing, talent. The Panthers have more of it than the 49ers. You couple that with the fact that here comes a West Coast team coming east to play at 1 o'clock. They're not going to play their best. Their best is nowhere near good enough to beat the Panthers. Anything less than their best makes this one a blowout. That's exactly what I expect. I expect the Panthers to rebound in a major way, square their record at 1-1, and I expect the 49ers to fall to 1-1 on the year. More 1 o'clock action. Washington Redskins, they're 0-1 on the year. They host the also 0-1 divisional rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. This is anybody's game, but the truth of the matter is the Cowboys' defense is bad. It's not a good defense. They can't get up after the quarterback. They've got all kinds of guys suspended, so their defense is definitely a weakness. The offensive line is great. I think against Washington's defense, they'll be able to run the ball. I like the stable of running backs, and I know they're going to be able to run the ball in a major way. Dak, for a young quarterback, he's good. They didn't ask him to do a lot on opening day, and ultimately, while the numbers look pretty good, their drives more often than not bogged down against the Giants, and they settled for a lot of field goals. Because while they loved them in the preseason with no game plan involved, all of a sudden when teams game plan for them on week one, Jason Garrett made sure not to ask Dak to do a lot and made sure he didn't have to make too many plays. So if you think he's going to step in and hit the ground running for Tony Romo, you're sadly mistaken. He didn't embarrass himself, but the Cowboys didn't put themselves in a position where he could win a game for him. That said, you got a week of film on Dak now for the Redskins to go to school on. So I think you're going to see some Dak struggles here. Kirk Cousins, he was lousy in week one against Pittsburgh in Washington. He'll be better this week against a far inferior defense to the Steelers. He's got a ton of weapons in the passing game. They've got to figure out how to get Matt Jones and that running game going. The defense will be stretched a little bit because they're limited as well. But I just don't think with Dak at quarterback, I don't think the Cowboys can finish enough drives. I like the Redskins in a close game in this one. I think the difference is being at home and Kirk Cousins playing a better game and winning the battle of the quarterbacks in that one. Let's stay with the 1 o'clock action. 1-0 Patriots. They're a 6.5-point favorite hosting the 0-1 Miami Dolphins, who picked up a moral victory, but not a victory in the win column, in their matchup with Seattle last week out in Seattle. led the game much of the way, could not hold off Seattle, really limited Seattle, who September's not their month. They don't get ready for prime time until sometime into October. For New England, we wondered what they would get out of Jimmy Garoppolo. He was pretty darn good. This is a New England team that went into Arizona with no Gronk, neither of their starting tackles, and yet Jimmy Garoppolo spun the ball real well. The defense played great, and they found a way to steal a game in the desert. They come back to their own building. They take on a Dolphins team that's pretty good on defense and, well, pretty putrid on offense. You got a rookie head coach in Adam Gase taking on the legend in Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniel, a future head coach somewhere in a not-too-distant future. I think the Patriots go to 2-0 and really seize control of the AFC East in this one. This is a marquee matchup. This is one of the real marquee matchups of the 1 o'clock games. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. After their playoff matchup last year, which we all know for its chippiness and the legendary thievery, as it were, of the game by the Steelers and the way the Bengals coughed that game up. So it's going to be emotional. It's going to be hard-hitting. No Vontaze Burfict for the Bengals as he suspended for this game. But you got two of the very best teams in the AFC. They're the two best teams in the AFC North, and they're going to lock it up in an epic struggle on Sunday in Heinz Field. As far as who I like in this matchup, that I'll save you for the other side. We'll step out. We'll take a quick break on the other side. We'll continue with the 1 o'clock action, roll into some of the 4 o'clock action. Make sure to get to the Sunday night special. All that before we get to Eddie George at 40 after this hour. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Well, Spano and Black Attack continues on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the conversation. That number again to join the discussion, 800-878-7529. A lot of ways you can go. Again, thoughts on that Thursday night matchup, which was pretty thrilling matchup between the Jets and the Bills. You know, what does it mean to both sides? Or you can roll into your thoughts on your favorite team and their upcoming matchup in week two in the NFL. Or if you want to weigh in on any of the college stuff, that's also fair game. But keep it football. Or maybe even go boxing. Canelo Alvarez, Beefy Smith. But keep it to those two topics and those two subjects here on Spano and Black at 1-800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's get back to previewing some of these great Monday night, some of these great matchups for an upcoming week two Sunday in the National Football League. We're talking Steelers-Bengals as we went to the break. This is really one of the great matchups of the weekend. I'm all kinds of excited about this game, and I think this one's going to be hard hit. It's going to be a slobber knocker. That's the best way I can describe it. It's going to be a slobber knocker. Again, Pittsburgh, still no Le'Veon Bell. Doesn't matter. D'Angelo Williams steps right in. They don't miss a beat. They do have a myriad of weapons in their passing game. I think offensively right now, they're better than Cincinnati. Cincinnati, after A.J. Green in the passing game due to defections and the injury to Tyler Eifert, is pretty limited. I think both teams are pretty good on defense. It's in Heinz Field. I think this is one where Pittsburgh finds a way to win and protects their home field in what's going to be hard-fought, hotly contested, and extremely chippy football game between two teams who legitimately don't like each other. We move on. More 1 o'clock action. Browns host the Ravens. Ravens are off to a good start, 1-0. Browns off to the usual Browns start, 0-1. The Ravens are not great, and they're clearly, in my mind, the third-best team in the AFC North. What keeps them from being the worst team in the AFC North is the existence of the Browns. Need I say more? I don't think so, so I won't. Ravens will roll in that one as Josh McCown takes over under center for the Browns as RG3 is now on injured reserve, and the earliest he can return is sometime in November. We move to the Lions hosting the Titans. Lions 1-0 after beating the Indianapolis Colts last week in a wild, wild football game. The Titans 0-1 controlled the game against Minnesota in the first half. Their defense showed very, very well. Offensively, two big Marcus Mariota turnovers that led to scores ended up being the difference in that one. The Lions with Matt Stafford, they're going to move the ball through the air. They did a great job against Indy, who has no defense. They still don't run the ball with much commitment and much success. Because if they did, they would have shortened that game and not allowed Indy to get back in it, as Detroit had a big lead throughout that game, and they let Indy climb back in on the arm of Andrew Luck. The fact the Colts have no defense allowed Detroit and Matt Stafford to score last. I like the Titans' no-name defense. I think here is where DeMarco Murray and company really exert themselves in the run game. Mariota will mitigate the turnovers this week. I like the Titans to go on the road and pull the road upset. I know I'm very bullish on the Titans, but I think they got a distinctive style, and I think it can work this week against Detroit. DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, and a lot of it. And I think that's the recipe for success. Texans host the Chiefs down in Houston. J.J. Watt knocks off some rust. Don't think he's in midseason form. Brock Osweiler was good in week one. Lamar Miller was great in week one. Will Fuller gives them an additional weapon beyond DeAndre Hopkins in the passing game. The defense is the defense. As J.J. Watt gets better, this defense will look awful lot like the defense that carried the Texans through the second half of last season. Chiefs look terrible in their opener in Arrowhead against San Diego, and were fortunate to steal a victory storming back late. No Jamal Charles. I like the Texans in this one. I'm concerned about the Chiefs. I think the Texans are real, real good, and you know me, I'm very bullish on the AFC South. I like the Texans to protect home field in this one. Let's get to some of these 4 o'clock matchups. Well, this one will be easy. Rams 0-1 host the Seahawks 1-0. I don't care that this is the first game in Los Angeles for the Rams. I don't care that for at least this game, there'll be people in the stands in the Los Angeles Coliseum. Jeff Fisher and this offense are, I don't know where they're stuck. They're stuck in a time when they played football with leather helmets on and the ball looked like a rugby ball. And the Seahawks defense is exponentially better than the 49ers defense. And I don't expect the Rams to have much more success than they had last week against the 49ers. I think this one is a Seattle blowout, and it's going to start to get ugly in Los Angeles. They're going to end up rushing Jared Goff, which may not pay him any dividends. Sometimes you just got to be patient, suck it up. Rams are not good right now, and Seattle will expose them. Cardinals hosting the Buccaneers in what I think will be one of the real good games at 4 o'clock. I really like this game at 4 o'clock a lot. I know they have the Cardinals as a 7-point favorite. Jameis Winston is really continuing to grow and evolve, and he can really spin it. Doug Martin is a hell of a running back. They have a ton of weapons in the passing game, from Mike Evans to Safarian Jenkins to Vincent Jackson. Defensively, they're coming. Arizona's smarting off the loss. That offense will be much more focused than they were in week one. Their defense is flat out good, and I think Chandler Jones, as the season goes on, is going to make a whole lot of difference. They blitz a lot in Arizona. As they can get to the quarterback with less people, they'll be able to blitz a little less, and that'll help an awful lot. I think this is going to be a hell of a game, but I do think the Cardinals win it because they have to in their own building. But it's going to be a dynamite football game. And it'll be kind of a measuring stick game for the Buccaneers. We'll get some idea where they are in their development based on how they do when they go west against the Cardinals team that must win this game. 0-1 Chargers host the 0-1 Jaguars. You guys know I love Jacksonville. They went back and forth with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on opening day. In their first game, they limited Aaron Rodgers yardage-wise. It was a hell of a football game. And the Jaguars did not have Chris Ivory. I don't know that they'll have him this week. But I love their passing game, and I think their defense has made strides. No Keenan Allen with the torn ACL for the Chargers. And the way they coughed up that game late to Kansas City, a game they controlled all the way through, you can just tell it's going to be a long year for the San Diego Chargers. Here's where the Jaguars rebound, get themselves on the beam, and win a road game, even their record at 1-1. I like Jacksonville, and I like them pretty easy in this one. Two more at 4 o'clock before we get to the Sunday night special. Raiders host the Falcons. The Raiders are good. They found a way to go on the road, go east, and win a 1 o'clock game. It took them a while. It took a gutty call by Jack Del Rio to go for two in regulation and seal the win right there. But there's weapons offensively with Derek Carr, the bevy of receivers, the running backs. The defense was not very good in New Orleans last week, but the talent's there. The expectations are also there for the first time in a long time in Denver. I don't know what the deal is with the Falcons. Outside of Julio Jones, they don't have much in the passing game. Matt Ryan hasn't been Matt Ryan for a while. I like the two running backs, but the results don't seem to be there. The defense is a work in progress that has a long way to go. Raiders are flat out better. They're in their own building. They win this one. Broncos went 1-0, the defending Super Bowl champions. They host the 0-1 Colts. Colts are going to try and make this one into a shootout. Broncos are going to try and slow it down, make it a defensive struggle. So it'll be a battle of wills. I like Denver in the battle of wills, and I'm going to tell you why. Gary Kubiak's installed a very complex and creative running game behind a C.J. Anderson that has found another gear. He's a factor in the running game. He's a factor in the passing game. Offensive line looks like it's got itself together. And there's a lot of creative blocking schemes. Trevor Siemian will manage the game well. Defensively, the Broncos are dynamic. And that's where they win football games. With the Colts, it's Andrew Luck and not much else. Their defense stinks. Their offensive line isn't particularly good. They can't run the ball. They got a lot of weapons in the passing game for Luck. But one dimension that can get shut down by the opposition's best dimension against a much more multifaceted team in their own building, I'm hard-pressed not to like the Broncos. Extra rest, staying home. I think the Broncos cruise in this one, and you're starting to see the beginning of a disappointing campaign for the Indianapolis Colts. And finally, a Sunday night special, which will be special. Sam Bradford will likely take over at quarterback for the Vikings as he got the first team reps in practice on Thursday. So the Sean Hill era is over despite the win, because you saw how much they struggled offensively with Sean Hill at quarterback. And the reason they won that game in Tennessee was their defense and the Mariota turnovers that went for scores. Adrian Peterson has to get on track. And for the Packers, the offense was pretty good. The defense was okay. I think this one in Minnesota points towards a Vikings victory. I think it'll be a great game, but I like the Vikings with Sam Bradford under center. On the other side, we'll talk high school Heisman, college football, little NFL, and everything else with Eddie George. That's next year on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid.
Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Again, if you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, it's a Football Friday, so most of our discussion's been focused on football. And again, you can weigh in with your thoughts on Jets-Bills from last night or your thoughts looking ahead to your favorite team's chances on a Week 2 NFL Sunday. Or if you want to weigh in on the boxing matches that we talked about at the back end of Hour 1 with James Smitty Smith from In This Corner TV, the WBO junior middleweight title matchup between the champion Liam Beefy Smith and Canelo Alvarez. I'll take your boxing calls as well as we wait for Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winner and NFL running back, star extraordinaire, to join us. And we'll talk a little high school Heisman with him and a whole lot more. So we can take your calls in any direction on that until we connect with Eddie. But I do want to get back to, until we connect with Eddie, about the last of the Sunday games, that Sunday night special with the Vikings and the Packers. I gave it a little short shrift as we were getting into break here. And I know it's going to be an uphill climb for the Vikings early, and they're going to be much better in November than they are in September. But they're going to move on from Sean Hill, and they will put Sam Bradford under center. That'll open things up for Adrian Peterson. And once that opens things up for Peterson, that'll in turn open things up for Sam Bradford. I'm not telling you the Vikings, especially early on, as Bradford continues to learn his offense, are going to be dynamic offensively. But I think they're a tremendous defensive team. You saw what they did against Tennessee. Their defense won that game for them. They can turn over the football. They can make big plays. They can stop the run. They've improved their run defense from last year. And they were tough against the pass last year. They got a bunch of guys that can get up after the quarterback, and boy, can they cover it on the back line. Mike Zimmer's a great defensive mind. So I like the Vikings' chances on Sunday just because of the way they play defense. The Packers are not yet in midseason form. Jordy Nelson's still not up to speed. So I like the Vikings in a close one. But now let's go out to the phones where we're joined by Heisman Trophy winner and NFL great Eddie George. Eddie, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to talk to you this morning. I'm Joe Spano.
Hey, man, it's good to be heard, man. I'll tell you that. Good. Great weekend of football coming up, both on the pro side and college football. I'll tell you that.
And we'll get to all of it with you. But before we start, let's start with the Wendy's High School Heisman. Why don't you talk about your work with Wendy's and involving the High School Heisman and tell us a little bit about the program.
Yeah, Wendy's High School Heisman, I'm partnering this year with them as an ambassador and spokesperson this year. Obviously, since it's been out since 1994, Archie Griffin has been leading the efforts in terms of that. He's been a great ambassador, a great spokesperson for it. And it's here to highlight and talk about the accomplishments of high school seniors on the field, in the classroom, and in their communities. One of the great things that's different about this year is that the winners get $10,000 to put toward their education versus it going towards their high school. So now they reap the benefits and they can apply that to their future. I've had over the years, I've done speaking engagements for Wendy's High School Heismans. I've seen a lot of the winners come back of great success stories and go on to do great things in life and their communities and great jobs. So it's really giving them a foundation of support, you know, in terms of their lives. I mean, it's really a great deal. And I'm really enjoying championing the efforts for what they're doing. And it's also important to note out that, you know, this October 3rd is the deadline for the application process will stop. So it behooves any high school senior that can apply for this, for them to get their application process in immediately.
very quickly, talk about how they can get that application in, and also talk about eligibility, because if you don't have the grades, you're not eligible for the Wendy's High School Heisman.
Right. Well, it's designed to go towards seniors that are doing exceptional in the classroom. You have to do great things in the field, and also what you're doing in your community. And if you want more information, you can go to wendyshighschoolheisman.com to get forward on the application process.
All right, what do you say we head to Norman, Oklahoma? Your Ohio State Buckeyes take on the Oklahoma Sooners in what, to me, while it's a great weekend full of games, this is maybe the featured matchup. Your Ohio State Buckeyes this year, they're very young. They only returned six starters from last year. You head to a hostile environment like Norman. The experience is at the quarterback position with JT Barrett. How much of an issue is it taking a very young team on the road to a hostile environment, a big game like this one in Norman?
I mean, it's you're going to find out exactly who they are. I mean, it's one thing to play in the comfort of your home, in front of your fans, your stadium. You know what to expect there. And that gives you a sense of comfort. But when you have to go on the road in a hostile environment against a team that was in the playoff last year, who's going to be fighting for their lives, is a totally different animal. And like you mentioned, this team is very talented. I think their defense has yet to give up a touchdown through two games. I mean, yeah, they played Bowling Green, they beat Tulsa, but I think this team is extremely talented, well-coached, and now can they do that on the road against Oklahoma remains to be seen.
Well, you know, one thing we've noticed with the quarterback, last year he was looking over his shoulder as there was two other quarterbacks there that could make a case that I should be starting. He looks different in that he's not looking over his shoulder, and the offense looks like it's all his. So talk about the difference that you see in JT Barrett from this year, from last year as opposed to this year.
Well, JT wasn't looking over his shoulder. He was the one looking over Cardell's shoulder. I mean, he was the backup. So, you know, he didn't win it outright. He understood it. He was still voted captain last year. That's how much faith and respect that he's garnered since he's been at Ohio State. He, prior to that, the year that they won the national championship, he was, I believe, the player of the year, set all kinds of records offensively for Ohio State. So he's paid his dues. And you're right. You see it in his demeanor that, listen, he is the captain of this team, the offense. They go as he goes, and he's a tremendous ball player. And I think that, you know, with the game, a big game this weekend, he can really be considered a serious Heisman contender because he has a slew of weapons, a slew of receivers that he can pick and choose from. The offense is can really put up some big numbers. And if JT Barrett can go in there with his calm demeanor and put forth a great game, you know, not only will it put Ohio State in the spotlight of being, you know, one of the top four teams in the country, but he can be regarded as one of the top players in the country in regards to the Heisman.
And you make great points, and that is Eddie George joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. It was Cardell Jones that was the starter, but all the offense just struggled all year, no matter who was in the game, because every time any of the quarterbacks were in the game, they were looking over their shoulder at the other guy. This year, it looks like a much more free and easy offense, especially in the passing game. The running backs, now, that group hasn't been quite as proficient. It's been a lot more passing. The runners have been a little more inconsistent, and they're generally young. Mm-hmm. Give us your thought on these running backs. They're very talented, but can they grow?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got a mix of Mike Weber, who's taking the place for Ezekiel Elliott. Remember that they lost a kid earlier this year. He was suspended off the football team. He was supposed to be the guy to come in and take over for Ezekiel. So they're in the middle of trying to settle that position. But they have enough talent there. The question is, you know, is the experience. And the only way you get experience is by playing. And unfortunately for these young running backs, they got to learn to do it on the road. And one of the key factors in this ball game will be ball security. Because as a young runner, you have the tendency to not have that conscious in the forefront of your mind. It was more or less trying to break off big runs and so forth. But on the road, You've got to be able to take the hard, tough yards and protect the football. So that's going to be key for these young guys coming in. And they're going to need to be balanced going up against Oklahoma's offense. And, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, this team's going to be well prepared. The question is that can they weather adversity? And if they make mistakes, how can they bounce back from those mistakes? So that's going to be interesting as well.
Defensively, I have no concerns about this Buckeyes team. I know they only returned three starters, but they got playmakers all over that defense, in particular in that secondary, man.
Yeah, the secondary, the linebacking core, Raekwon McMillan, you know, who's probably one of the top linebackers in the country. The defensive front, they just seem to reload. And, I'm just perplexed, too, at the amount of talent that they've had. And I played on some talented teams in the 90s. This team is loaded with some tremendous talent all across the field. And you're right, the defense to not give up an offensive touchdown on the year so far, it's pretty phenomenal. So I'm curious to see now how they're going to match up against the Oklahoma offense, that the Oklahoma team that, again, you know, they're playing for this is a playoff game for them. So we want to see how well they match up.
Well, you know, got to ask before we move on to a couple of other things in the remaining couple of minutes that we have. I've got to ask you to make a pick. I kind of know where you're going to go, but make the pick for us anyway and give us some idea what kind of score you think we're going to see in this one.
I think we'll see some scoring. I think Oklahoma is going to put some points on the board, but I also think that the calm demeanor of JT Barrett and the offense, of Curtis Samuel and Mike Weber and those frisbee catching dogs out there at the wide receiver position is going to score some points. Oklahoma's defense is prone to give up some big plays. So I think Ohio State will make a few more bigger plays than Oklahoma and win the game 35-31.
One more before we let you run. Tennessee Titans, your former team. I think they have a distinctive style. Got about a minute and a half. Your thoughts on them? I'm actually pretty optimistic that they can make some progress. Tough loss last Sunday against Minnesota. Yeah. Your thoughts on their style and what kind of year they may have in about a minute or so?
Well, they got to win in the trenches, and I think they're doing that. You got to be able to run the football. They've shown that in the preseason. They have a two-headed monster with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry. And defensively, you got to remember they held probably a first-round ballot Hall of Fame running back to only 31 yards on a day where you knew they were going to run the football. So it tells me that they're on the right path of playing Titans football, and that's winning in the trenches. And if you can do that, they have a great chance of winning. And this week is going to be tough. I mean, they're facing the Detroit Lions offense that's well-balanced. And Stafford, you know, had a great game last week, distributed the ball well to six different receivers. It's going to be very important for the Titans to garner turnovers and put pressure and get to Stafford to make him uncomfortable in the pocket.
Eddie, thanks so much for a few minutes. You gave us great insight on the Wendy's High School Heisman, a great breakdown of Ohio State and Oklahoma, great thoughts on the Titans. Want to wish you nothing but the best of luck going forward. Know you have the great acting career going. You're watching your son play college football at Vanderbilt. So you enjoy all of that. We look forward to talking to you again down the line, my friend.
Will do, my man. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was the great Eddie George joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Friday edition, this Football Friday edition of the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
64. You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, one of the slowest guys in sports is going to take you home as I get ready to wrap up the week on this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Again, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to squeeze one in before we get out the door. But going out the door, let's talk a little college football following up our discussion with Eddie George. The Houston Cougars, who for three quarters looked like they were walking through quicksand, pile on 28 points in the fourth quarter to dispatch the Cincinnati Bearcats 40-16, the final in that one. The number six-ranked Houston Cougars stay undefeated and keep their playoff hopes alive in college football. And to me, that's notable just for that reason. The injury to Greg Ward's become problematic for the Houston Cougars. And really early in the game, they were very limited on offense because Todd Herman was unwilling to expose him in the run game. But eventually the pace and the intensity and athleticism of their defense wore on the Cincinnati Bearcats, and the better team took over late, despite really not playing particularly well. And they put up those 28 big fourth quarter points. And again, the playoff hopes are still alive, as for Houston, the margin of error is non-existent. Run the table, you'll be one of the final four. Have a hiccup along the way, and you won't. Well, that music can only mean one thing. It's time to go. I want to thank our guests, James Smitty Smith, Eddie George. I want to thank Scott Cuddy for pinch hitting for Robert and really doing a great job of pushing some different buttons for a change. But most importantly, I want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there. Till we meet again on Monday, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.